This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we start with today's show, we wanted to let you know that we have set up a Facebook group, aka an actual digital club.
So we're now going to be able to hang out properly, discuss all things self-care, share stories, and be a proper community where we get to be with each other.
The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to Facebook and search Self Care Clubbers. So please come and join us. We can't wait to have you there. It's already up and thriving, isn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, people have been chatting all weekend about what they've been doing, and it's just really cute. I'm loving it.
So please come join us, and we hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show.
Welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we're taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of Banya. But first,
review of the week.
We've got a lovely review this week.
Oh, let's hear it.
They say, I've been listening to this podcast for a little while now, and I always find it's a great pick-me-up. It's my favourite podcast, so easy to listen to. They cover everything and have great balance between silly and more serious topics, and are always coming up with interesting show ideas. Oh, thanks.
That's nice.
It's really made me think about my own self-care and how I can take better care of myself. P.S. Nicole is more woo-woo. Yes.
I mean, you're welcome to take that role. I don't need it. I'm happy to be less woo-woo. I'm okay with that.
Can we just say at the top of the show that we've been snowed in?
We have been snowed in. So it's a little bit sort of COVID throwback era. The recording from home. So I've got my neighbour currently scraping his driveway with a huge spade. So you'll probably hear that. And Nicole has her children at home running around the house. So
well, they're running around in the garden, but they're storming in and out the garden, asking where the wellies are, asking where the gloves are. Yes. In a minute, they'll be asking where the lunch is.
Yeah.
So listening at home, please be patient with us. It's not the same sound quality as usual. We've done our very best. It's taken us about half an hour to get to this point. And we promise that we'll be back in the studio as of next week, as long as there's no more bloody snow.
Yes, just bear with us. Sorry, we wanted to get the show to you and this was the only way to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, how have you been getting on? Have you done Banya again?
Yes, every single day I've driven to West London to get in the sauna in the hope that Justin Bieber would be let know. I haven't been back. You've been back?
The Banya and the Perenni, they're two different things,
aren't they? The Banya is the name of the place. Like the Russian bathhouse is called Banya. The Perenni is the treatment.
So you would say, I'm going to Banya to have Perenni.
Correct.
Okay, so that's what it is.
Have you been back to Banya to have Perenni?
I haven't.
But, yeah.
I do have an update.
Oh, yeah.
I have quite a shocking update.
Oh, my God, what?
So you remember last week's show, we mentioned that our friend Michelle put us up to this ridiculousness.
Yes.
Right, now I happen to be going out with Michelle and her husband next weekend with another couple.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And I happened to see Michelle last weekend at a 50th. And we were sat down and she was laughing and I was telling her about the whole Banya Pereni experience and we were absolutely wetting ourselves. And I said, so I just cannot believe you've been three times. And we both said that our husbands would love it.
Yes.
And she said, I just felt so fantastic after. And I said, I don't think I did. I felt wet all day and I'm not sure I enjoyed it. And I had weird dreams and it was still the weirdest thing I've ever done, but I'm so happy that I've done it. And she said, what if we booked for next Saturday night and we don't tell anybody where we're going. We book it as a surprise.
For who?
For all six of us to go.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I thought she might forget about it because
yeah.
we'd had a few cocktails and whatever.
Yeah.
The next morning.
Yeah.
I get a text message. She's made a group for the six
Shut
of us.
Shut up.
She's named it Surprise Saturday Night.
Yes.
And she's bloody booked for the six of
us. No! So you're all going back? Oh,
well,
my God.
The men haven't been, obviously. So it's only me and Michelle that have been. And my friend Sarah, who's the wife of the other couple that we're going out with, I'm not sure how she's going to take it. I mean, she is up for a lot.
Sarah. My God. I can't believe you're going back. I can't believe it.
I can't believe I'm going back.
And that's your Saturday night out. Are you going to even eat? Are you going to eat dinner there?
We're going to have the dinner there.
Yeah.
And I think I'm also going to be partaking in the Russian vodka at that point.
I mean, do you often go out for dinner in swimwear with your friends?
Wet? Never.
Get whipped together? This is taking on a whole new kind of vibe.
It is going to be very funny though, isn't it?
Oh my God, you better video this for me.
You like very surprised.
I'm stunned. And I want video footage of the whole
thing. I'm going to take video footage this time. I'm going to get Adam to maybe video whilst I'm in the sauna.
Oh yes, yes, yes. And do you think it will be the same guys? And oh my God, I hope they haven't listened to the show.
I did email her to say, oh, the show's out on Monday. I don't know why.
Why did you do that? Are you crazy?
Because to give it some context for anyone listening at home, we always, anyone that has gifted us an experience, a product, or we've had an expert on, anyone who else has come into the show, we always send them the link and say, by the way, the show is live, don't we?
Oh my God, I was listening to it this morning thinking.
I haven't listened to it.
And thank God that we haven't sort of said to them, oh, by the way, the show's out.
Well, I mean, well, we have, and by the way, I haven't heard back from her.
I suspect you never will. unless it's a lawsuit.
Were we that bad about it? We weren't that bad about it, were we? Or were we?
Yeah, quite bad, yeah. Quite bad.
Mm. Do you think she's going to let me in? Maybe I'll be banned from the premises.
You could be on the blacklist. Or maybe you're just going to get walloped extra hard.
You'd bloody love that, wouldn't you?
I'm not going back, mate. Not after that.
Anyway, I did ask our listeners about it because
yes.
obviously we had to get people involved
yes.
in this.
Yep.
I asked them, have you heard of Pereni?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
98% of people said no. 2%. 2% said yes.
They'll know what it is if they've listened to the show.
119 people said no.
Wow.
3 people had heard of it.
Okay, funny. That's very funny.
Then I asked,
yep.
let's put it a different way. Have you ever been whipped by a Russian man in a sauna?
How many of them actually have?
The answers were, what? No, with a little emoji with the hands over its eyes. And what the fuck are you two up to now?
Yes.
Okay, so it was 44%, what the fuck are you two up to now?
Yes.
38% said no with the hands over the eyes emoji, and what was 18%. So I think it's safe to say that literally nobody that listens to the show has done this before.
Although to be fair, you didn't give an option of yes. So we don't actually know.
The question was, have you ever been whipped by a Russian man?
Well, maybe one of them has.
Well, it would only be Michelle.
Okay, well, that's one. Soon to be six.
It would only be Michelle, wouldn't it?
Soon to be six of you.
Would you do it again?
No.
No, but I feel the same. I would never do it again. And yet here
here you are on your Saturday night out, going to sit in swimwear with your friends and do it all
You're
over again.
You're more perplexed about the swimwear with your
friends.
I am.
Why? Because I just unless I'm on holiday.
I know, with a tan. I did think maybe I'm going to have to put some fake tan on before I go.
I wouldn't bother. It's going to get whipped off.
It's going to get whipped off. I have some really weird streaks going on
my eyes.
You will.
You'll have like little leaf prints all over your buttocks.
I'm very interested to see how Adam and the guys find it. I reckon they're going to love it.
It's a very different experience. I think they're going to love it. I really do. Wow, that's a shocker. I honestly didn't think you'd be doing that again. Okay.
Should we move on to our challenge of the week?
Yes.
The Self-Care Club. Challenge of the week.
Right. Challenge of the week.
Yeah.
They have to go into a sauna. Maybe go to like your local David Lloyd or your local leisure club.
Find
a sauna, guys.
Yes.
You have to take birch leaves.
Oh, come on.
If you have a whip at home, take a whip.
If you have a Russian man at home, take him
too. Take the Russian man with you. And whoever's in the sauna, you have to whip them.
I think you could be causing a lot of problems around the UK with this suggestion. No.
I obviously don't mean it.
No. I'm going to suggest for the challenge of the week, just to get the vibe of a sauna, a very, very steamy bath with essential oils. Same sort of thing, because our branches were eucalyptus, which is like clearing for the sinuses and very good for you. So I'm going to go with an essential oil, hot, steamy bathroom experience, no whipping necessary.
Oh, everyone's like, that was a bit boring. Well, I mean, but very good. You really pulled that out your arse. You did very well on that.
Thank you so much.
No, you did. But also, it's not a wet, it's not a steam. It's like a dry heat.
I can't replicate a sauna in someone's house. It's tricky. It's a tricky thing to do. And we don't want
to... tell you that I tried the infrared sauna? Did I tell you?
I saw it on the gram.
Yeah. So I went to this place in Brighton called Cryo Bright. So if you're in the Brighton area, I really recommend this place. And it's got a cryotherapy chamber and it's got the infrared sauna. And I went for the infrared sauna first. You sit in there for 20 minutes, half an hour. It's so gorgeous in there. And then you go into the cold. And then
but it's not hot. Is it hot in there? Okay.
Yeah.
But does it feel like the same sort of heat because it's infrared? Or not?
I wasn't sweating.
Okay.
And it's very bearable.
Okay. But does it feel like it's doing anything?
You know what? After all this stuff I did, and then we went to Banya, and then I got bloody COVID.
And then so did I. We've had a special week, haven't we? You and I.
We have had a special week.
My dad was like, it really does seem like you and Nicole like to do everything together. Yeah. Yep.
Someone said to me last night.
Let's get COVID together, yeah.
Did Lauren get COVID too? And I said, yeah. She said, oh, how sweet. I'm like, is it though? Is it sweet? Even my husband didn't get COVID.
And neither did mine.
What makes me laugh is as I was editing the show from last week, I was going on about my cold.
Yes, I know.
I was actually sat in the studio with fucking COVID.
I know. It's all right. I'm kind of glad we went through it together. At least it was at the same time, not one after the other. We're both fine, so.
But we've gone from having COVID, so we were kind of like housebound last week, to now we've got a snow day. I actually feel like I'm in lockdown.
I feel like I'm back in 2020.
Yeah. We have stepped back into 2020. I've like done my hair, I put makeup on for this. This is a big event.
I might actually have a glass of wine at lunchtime because I can't drive anywhere and I'm not doing the school run. I can't go back there. I can't go back to the dark, dark days.
I got stuck last night. I had to abandon my car.
Tell the listeners this story.
So I went out for dinner with my gym girls. We had our Christmas dinner. It was really gorgeous. And when I got back to my car, it had obviously been snowing really heavily and I couldn't get my car out the parking space. So a young couple who were walking by helped push my car out the parking space. Anyway, I managed to get to a main road, but the main roads were just, it was so treacherous. I don't know how I drove home, but I drove home very, very slowly. Managed to get back to where I live the town of where I live, and it got very near to my road, but because I live on a hill, I couldn't get my car up. So then my husband had to walk to me because I was stuck in the middle of a road, in the middle of the road, outside someone's house, couldn't leave my car there. So we had to push. He walked with my moon boots because I was wearing heels because I'd been out for dinner.
Oh my God, you're in heels.
I was in.
In 4 inches of snow, Jesus.
Yeah. And so he walked with my moon boots. We had to push my car into a side road and then abandon it and then walk home.
And is it still sitting there abandoned today?
No, I went and got it before.
Is it all right now? Could you drive it home?
Yes, but I've left it on the road, not in my driveway. Good. The roads are fine now. There was a lot of panic and it was really, really, really scary.
Hmm. Yeah, it was dreadful. Anyway. Everything I was seeing last night was dreadful. Awful.
So that's the latest.
That's our snow adventure story for the week.
Yeah. Should we cut to a break and then we can come back and actually talk about self-care again?
Let's do that.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're travelling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE Series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air Series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you, and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product. It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases. Thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could. Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra 5 pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios, let's go further.
This week we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Wellness News Flash.
What have we got for our Wellness News Flash today, Lauren Mishcon?
Okay, well, it's something a little bit out there.
Is it ever in there?
I don't know. Soaking in a wet pile of hay is one of the newest fads in skincare and pain relief.
Pain relief?
Apparently so. The procedure, which is supposed to be based on a centuries-old method, is available at an Italian resort.
Is it only available in Italy?
Apparently, at the moment. Farmers would rest in bales of hay and awaken feeling rejuvenated. In order to relieve joint discomfort, the modern interpretation typically entails spending 20 minutes wrapped in hay and herbs. The assertion that hay baths help reduce pain, however, are unsupported by clinical research or investigations. And many medical experts believe that any positive effects are purely anecdotal. Really? No shit, Sherlock.
Well, there wouldn't be any science involved. Do they like release some milk like oats do? Is it that kind of thing?
Apparently, hay was used as a pain reliever. It treated obesity. How? Stiff joints, stiff necks, muscular cramps. And farmers reportedly discovered that they would be brimming with vitality when they woke up in their hay bale. Soon many other locals yearned for that fresh out of the hay radiance, and hay bathing developed into a recognised phenomena.
Hay bathing.
Hay bathing.
Hay bathing.
Yeah.
We've got
what, we're going to,
do to
Italy
this.
To try this?
I'm happy to go
so
to Italy.
So anyway,
hay
baths are expected to come back into fashion in 2023, according to trend forecasting website WGSN.
Hay Where bathing, did you get this? Where did you find this?
Oh, I don't know actually. I have to go back and let you know. Hay bathing was listed amongst the top three trends in the wellness industry in a recent report, along with energetic healing and marijuana massages. What are they?
Well, I would imagine, isn't that like using kind of like a balm, like a CBD balm, but with marijuana, with the THC in it?
I don't know. That's another thing we need to look into. Okay, so this is how it works, a hay bath. You employ fermented alpine hay with medicinal herbs like arnica, heather and thyme, which are abundant in essential oils. The hay is soaked in water that's 40 degrees as you relax in a large wooden tub. A stable hand is on hand to swat the flies away and clean your brow when it gets too much during the 40-minute treatment in which the hay reaches a temperature of 60 degrees.
Sounds very hot.
It sounds horrible. The spa visitor is then wrapped securely in steaming wet grass for 20 minutes. After that comes a come down phase, where you're covered in linen sheets and your skin continues to absorb the hay's natural oils. And if you're curious what it feels like, because let's face it, it feels a little bit prickly, Adrian Bridge, a British travel writer, tested the Hubad treatment on his YouTube channel, and this only served to reinforce his worst fears about the trend. He said it was excruciating, itchy, and the fermented hay smelt awful. Additionally, love this, he believed there might have been bugs in the hay, which isn't ideal, given the lack of a post-treatment wash. You can travel to Northern Italy in the interim to experience the original hay bath. Hay isn't just for horses, as it turns out.
Yeah, we'll find it somewhere. Somewhere in London, or somewhere in the country, they'll do a hay bathe.
Well, how I look forward to that next year.
But it actually sounded all right until he said it smelt.
Of course it's going to stink. It's fermented hay. Like wet grass smell. Grim or what?
I bet you have an amazing glow the next day on your skin.
I doubt it. I think you've probably got an itchy, nasty grass rash all over you. I don't really fancy it, you know.
I know you don't, but you know we're going to do it.
Yeah. We are.
Of course we're gonna do it. That's funny. What have you been, you know what we haven't discussed for a long time? What have you been doing for your own self-care?
I have actually been testing out something that we're going to use next year, but I've been testing it out in the interim period. This solar wave LED wand.
How's it going? Are you not allowed to say, because we're going to test it out?
I can't really talk about it because then it will just trash the whole of the show. But I have been doing it every night for about 3 weeks now. I get my son to do it for me sometimes. I tested it on Ollie. He didn't know what the hell it was.
Isn't it just like a light? Doesn't it look like a little selfie stick with a light?
No, it looks exactly like a razor. It's the same size, same shape, same weight. But instead of a blade on the head, you've got this LED light. That is warm and also vibrates. So you do it all over your face and it's supposed to be fabulous. I mean, I don't know, how is my skin looking to you? Different,
your skin always
same,
looks good.
The same, different, better? Do I look 30?
Well, I still recognised you, if that's what you mean.
So I have actually been doing that. Also, felt very behind with my Christmas shopping, and I really don't like that.
That's not self-care.
No, self-care is in the organisation. Also, whilst we're on the subject, I'm just going to hark back to something from the week of minimalism. I'm just going to bring something to the show. Because I listened back to that show, there was quite a lot of mocking of me and how organised I am. And there was some particularly sharp...
But I have also mentioned in the show that I was just totally full of ugly jealousy.
Well, there was a particularly sharp moment in our longer interview with Chris Lovett where you said, look how she's just trying to fit into the gang by asking if having a gifting box is hoarding. I listened to that show on Sunday and I thought, I love you, Nicole, but fuck off. Because actually... That little trick of mine came in extremely useful last week, and I will tell you for why. I had COVID. I was stuck at home. Josh gave me approximately 8 hours' notice that the next morning was Secret Santa in his class, and everybody had to bring in a brand new wrapped gift for a secret friend to the cost of £5. Now, what am I supposed to do? I'm stuck inside. I cannot drive anywhere to buy a present. It's much too late to order on Amazon. Where did I go to?
You went to your gift basket.
Yes, I did. And what did I find in there? I did. I found a bloody gift. And I wrapped it and he took it into school. And I was like, yeah, do you know what? I feel completely justified. I'm not going to feel bad about being an organised person.
I don't think you should feel bad about it at all. And I really admire it. And I am totally envious of it. 1,000%. I'm being deadly serious. So feel free to pull me up on it, which you are. I apologise if you have felt that you've had to justify it to yourself.
Sorry, I feel totally vindicated now. I was like, this is the exact reason why I have that box.
You should, because if my kid came home last week and said the same about Secret Santa, I would have been screwed. So you're right. Of course organisation is a much better way to do it. Of course it is.
I understand I'm a little bit extra. I get it. It's okay. I can take that. I'll own it. But I felt very pleased.
But we want you to stay extra. We don't want you to change anything.
I can't change it. It's how I'm built.
Listen, it all comes from a very bad, ugly place. That's all I can say.
Okay.
We had so many messages and comments about that minimalism show, and there was a huge conversation going on the Facebook group.
There was my favorite being when somebody actually sent a photo of their spice cabinet,
alphabetized spice cabinet.
But she said it was alphabetized, but it wasn't.
Yeah, because what you then did is you pulled her up and said, you've got to face all of your spices,
the labels need to all be facing out, and what's the rosemary doing with the basil?
Yeah, I couldn't believe you said that.
I pulled her right up on it.
You pulled her right up on it. And I just thought, well, if anyone was going to leave the Facebook group, that's how to do it.
She didn't leave. She took it all in the loving way that it was intended. It was
so fine. If you're listening to this and you're thinking perhaps I should be on the Facebook group, but you want to be ridiculed by Lauren in front of everyone, then please come join us.
Then please come on it and send us photos of your organised, alphabetised spice racks.
There's lovely conversations going on about it. Someone put something on there yesterday about change of career and everyone's giving.
Oh yeah, that was a great post.
Wisdom and advice. And there's lots of lovely conversation on there. And I'm feeling very humbled and touched every time I go onto that group. So if you're not on it, please come on it. Search for Self-Care Clubbers on Facebook, but also the link is in our show notes.
Yes, it is. We're not going to do a full recommendation of the week this week, but shall we just tell the listeners the show that has got us both through the COVID week together? We were so happy that Series 2 finally came back to Netflix 2 years after the event.
I'm actually not going to talk about it because I'm talking about it in next week's show a lot.
Are you?
Yes.
Can't we even just mention the name of the show?
Firefly Lane.
Firefly Lane, Netflix. There are 2 seasons. The first one was on during COVID and it was amazing. And then it's
taken... The first one was on when I had COVID.
The first time. Oh, so your second round. Yeah. And there was supposed to be a second season that was supposed to come out in February of this year. And it's only just come out. And so I feel like it's been highly anticipated, but it has basically like got us through our week of COVID. So that's my recommendation.
Do you think it's worth talking about self-care very quickly now, what we did in our self-care when we were sick and what helped make us feel better.
Okay, I really just did one thing. I will genuinely say, I think it's what made my COVID very quick and very mild, is that I take a very high dose vitamin D droplet, actually. It's not a capsule, it's a liquid supplement. I take one drop every morning, and I've started to do that since about October, because we're so low in vitamin D in this country. And I remember from the early COVID days, everyone talking about upping your vitamin D. And I honestly, honestly think that's why I have it so mildly and for such a short time.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And also I rested.
Yeah.
I rested.
But it wasn't until I had the confirmation that it was COVID that I allowed myself to rest. Because before that I was trucking on, and then I woke up one morning and it was, you know, I really didn't feel great. And I thought, you've got a cold, just get on with it. But anyway, so then that's when I took the test, because I was about to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, you are actually ill. You can actually have a day off and just chill out. So the rest was huge. And there's a lot going around. There's a lot of flu going around. There's a lot of nasty bugs, viruses, colds. So if you are feeling under the weather, please do give yourself some time to lay in bed or have a hot bath, or, you know, just drink something nice and hot and nourishing, and just be kind to yourself is what I'm
saying. And listen to our episode on self-care when you're sick, because we did a whole show on it the last time that we were ill at the same time together.
But we were ill with very different things.
We were. It's true.
You forgot to take Tampax, haven't you?
For 12 days.
Yeah. Lovely. So you nearly gave yourself toxic shock. And I had the shingles. Oh, it's a corker of a show. Go and have a listen. Right, what have we got coming up on next week's show?
Well, it's going to be our last practice of 2022.
Yes.
Because it is so near to Christmas. We are doing the practice of giving yourself a gift.
Yes. And it doesn't always mean that you have to spend money, because let's be honest, got any spare cash to spend at the moment. So make sure you come and tune in for that. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being patient with the sound quality and my kids screaming at me in the background and slamming doors and your neighbour
scraping the snow.
Yeah, all that. Hopefully we'll be back in the studio next week once the snow clears. I mean, can you believe in a massive city that it just came to an absolute grinding halt?
It's amazing. 4 inches of snow and it just trashes everything.
Everything. We'll be back on Monday with a corker of a show of how to give yourself a gift, look after yourselves, take care of yourselves, invest in your self-care, and we will speak to you.